This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's auditor says the city has recovered the most wage restitution in its history. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports. Golf professionals and course owners in the Southwest will meet for the first time to talk about how their industry can survive with less water from the Colorado River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
The Colorado Basin Golf and Water Summit is scheduled for October in Las Vegas, a city that has outlawed using Colorado River water to irrigate new golf courses. Conference speakers will give attendees an overview of the state of the river and how new government restrictions could mean less water for some states. The summit will help guide golf course managers on the best ways to design, irrigate, and maintain courses if their water budgets are slashed. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The first indigenous member of the Colorado Water Conservation Board is feeling optimistic. Lorelei Cloud says she's hopeful that tribal interests will be included in water rights moving forward.
When you stand together as a group, as a collective, even though you may not see eye to eye, if you can put that aside and create the trust that's very much needed, we can do just about anything.
She says a willingness to have tough conversations is the first step towards solutions. Two tornadoes came down yesterday near Yuma on Colorado's eastern plains. The storm damaged a home and two outbuildings and knocked down power lines. The Yuma Police Department says no one was hurt. Things might be calmer on the plains today. Yuma has a sunny day and highs in the 70s. In the mountains, too, 70s this afternoon and the same tomorrow in Vail, 71. Aspen 77. Around the Denver area, sunny skies and getting warmer. 80s today in Denver and in Boulder, and hitting 90 around the metro area on Thursday. It's 6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News.